It's Around the Lunch Table.
It's your boys, Jay and Z.
Let's get rowdy up in here.
Dude, have you ever had to like pee so bad that your like knees are fucking achy and they're like fucking going nuts?
I don't think that's ever happened to me.
Really?
Well, you're describing like what happens after a girl gets plowed. Their knees are shaking and shit. Oh, their legs. What the fuck? What's
dude, wrong I heard
you? You gotta get that checked out.
Yeah, dude, I heard in fucking porn, you know, when they're like, and they're fucking. No, I literally just heard this the other day. Then fucking when they're squirting and shit, dude, there's like a.
Well, I heard a lot of them are like methed out.
Well, yeah. But I'm talking about like an apparatus that's like in them that like contains.
Like a little bait, like a mini baster.
Like a small whoopee cushion.
But how do they act? Wait, oh, it's something that like squirts out liquid.
Yeah. So
what then, kind of gadget? But I'm saying, how do they activate it? Is it remote controlled? The fucking producer's just like,
maybe it's voice activated. If she says fuck 10 times in a row.
No,
fuck,
but seriously, fuck, you have fuck. To put that in there. But what if it gets stuck?
I don't know. That's the one thing that I've always been curious about, particularly. And if any girls can tell us, I feel like you could like hide things in there. You know?
In your pussy?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is a pocket, but I think you have to...
A pocket pussy?
Yeah, I think you have to be very careful and wary of how you store
absorbance,
things.
Absorbance.
Yeah.
Yes, the skin is absorbent.
Yeah.
I have
what would happen... I would imagine that there have been already errors on this, but... So what if like a woman is... Because back in the 80s, you know, they used to use a lot of pregnant women and stuff... To smuggle in drugs. They'd have them, so basically these plastic wrapped balls of cocaine, like this big. They would dip them in oil and have them swallow it. And they'd swallow like 15 of them.
Do they poop them out?
Yeah, they'd poop them out. But I'm saying, so, but obviously.
The stomach acid doesn't go through it?
No, apparently not.
It's anti-stomach acid Ziplocs. Okay.
No, but there's some material that works just fine. Like people do that with balloons and shit.
For what purpose?
To smuggle drugs.
In your stomach?
Yes.
What happens if one bursts?
You never heard of that? You know, it's happened before. Like, especially...
And they're just geeked for like 20 minutes and
yeah,
die.
And then they just fucking die. But anyways, I was going to say, aside from that, they've moved on to more, I think, more advanced types of things now. But I'm saying, so what if you were to put like a little baggie of like, let's say you're hiding some drugs...
And which it we like, would never do, of course.
But and like you, if you put it in like your butthole and it like released.
Well,
so you'd be fucked, right?
Well, you know about boofing. Apparently it's extremely absorbent.
Yeah.
That's what I don't understand, because you poop out that. So why would those same membranes not just absorb all the poop, but it absorbs
that's
the
not,
beer?
You're not, no. You're not even
is
close
the
to the same membrane. The exit, where, okay. Picture this, right? Okay, there's one exit door here.
Have you ever looked at your butthole in the mirror? Obviously.
I think it's been a long time, but I think a while, like when you were younger, did you ever like...
Yeah, did you like put your head through your legs?
Yeah, look, yeah,
or
yeah.
Like, or,
yeah.
Or did you like do the old like look around?
I think I tried both and I just couldn't get a view, so I just gave
yeah,
up.
Yeah, and I was like, wow, that's a dark, scary place.
Yeah, but I was going to say...
Do you know what color yours is?
Everyone kind of has that like...
I've heard some have a purplish hue. Mine doesn't.
Maybe that's an infection.
Is it?
If it looks bruised, purplish, that's like a bruise, is it? It's a ruse.
It's a ruse. It's a mine.
Mine.
No. Like if you're gonna smuggle, like okay, say okay. How about this? I give you, you know, a fucking couple. I don't know. I give you an 8-ball of coke, and I'm like, hey, you gotta smuggle it through the fucking border.
Yeah.
Which one would you rather do? Up your fucking butt?
Here's the problem with that. I've watched the Border Patrol show all the time. They have seen...
The Border Patrol show? Is that what it's called?
It's literally all about the ways that car... Like, it's literally watching them take apart cars. Oh, this isn't factory. Take that apart. This guy's smuggling. Like, they've just seen everything. So I really don't know how you get it past them other than the fact of getting lucky.
Dude, I have something to say about my racist grandfather. He one time told me, because he had a hat that said Border Patrol, and he's like, yeah, whenever I go to Texas, I get to cut all the lines.
That's not how that works.
That's not how that fucking works, because he thinks that the illegal immigrants get out of the way for him. He's like, oh, we must be Border Patrol. I'm like, I could also put one that says NYPD.
Yeah.
And we're just gonna fucking, you fucking jackass.
That is not how that works, bro.
God.
That's not how that works. You have to wait in line like everybody else.
Yeah. You actually might get less service.
That's like showing up to like a restaurant and being like, hey, I used to work here. Can I get my order first in? That makes no fucking sense.
I mean, if you know the chef and you're like, hey, you know, give me the huge.
Yeah, but that's not the same thing. That's not the same thing.
Yeah, I would
love. Hey, I know a secret border door only I can get in.
Dude, you want to know what I fucking hate? You want to know what I fucking hate? Secret menus. When you get that little ad and it's like, oh, the Starbucks secret menu. It's a pumpkin spice frappuccino, but it also has nutmeg. And it's like, I'm not, for fucking the love of God, gonna go be like, hi, I'd like to order a T1 off the secret menu. What if it's a brand new guy and you just like fucking, oh my God, it's embarrassing. I'm not doing it. In-N-Outs though, I will do it. Which is where they don't put it on the menu because everyone knows. It's like animal style fries. Yeah, I want them animal style. I'm fucking animal.
I think it just has that thing. Oh, it's a secret, so.
It's not a secret.
Some things do spread better that word of mouth when it comes to food.
Yes, and animal style is cool. I mean, I want my food to be.
Dude, angry. If they were really smart, they would get Snoop Dogg and they call it Doggy Style.
That's smart. Also, the name of his first album, which was.
Yeah, I know. And I'm saying they would make a thing after him named Doggy Style.
Interesting. Did we already talk about the apparatus?
And every third person gets fucked Doggy Style. What?
Every third listener gets what?
No, every third like customer at the. Well, now that it's passed, now it's. You know when you say something that's supposed to be a joke and then
I didn't understand.
Yeah, no, I'm not. This has nothing to do with that.
I'm sorry that my brain comprehension it's not as elevated as yours.
You're a lot deeper and profound. Yeah, it should be. No, I was going to say. Do you know when you like say a joke or something and then someone like asks about it and then you're explaining it for 4 minutes. You're like, it was funny until you just fucking ruined
it. I always stop it now. Because it's like, thing is, something that like you or Wyatt would find funny at work, I'll say it in front of Doopy. He's like, I don't like, and then I'm like, 3 words in to explain, I'm like, you know what? It's not funny. He's like, well, dude, no, you have to tell me. I'm like, but I know you're not going to laugh. And I gave this joke what it is. It's a trade-off. I give you a little something, you laugh. You give me a little bit of attention and I laugh. Fucking, it's a good exchange. That exchange is not going to happen anymore. And now it's going to be a negative exchange where I gave you something that you don't like and now you make me feel bad for it.
Well, why would you feel bad?
Because it wasn't a funny fucking joke anymore.
But you'd feel bad?
I don't feel... Dude, does anyone feel good when a joke bombs?
You just said that.
Yeah, everyone feels fucking weird.
I don't think I've ever felt bad.
Okay, maybe not bad.
Maybe there's a deeper issue going on. A deeper issue for a deeper man.
Ah, yes, yes. But no, I mean, when a joke bombs, I mean, I don't feel bad. It's just kind of like, that fucking sucks.
Well, they all bomb. It happens.
Yeah, even the best bomb.
Speaking of which, 9/11 was yesterday.
I was just going to say. Dude, what's crazy? Should we put on the hats? Because this is actually a conspiracy.
I don't know mine. Mine is that. Okay, they're not. Anyways, what the fuck? First of all, get rid of that. It's not even a fucking hat. It literally is a dildo on your head. You did it way too thick.
My hat's too thick.
Dude, look at it.
I can't see it.
Looks like a toilet plunger on your fucking head. That's how thick that shit is.
Bro,
that's a chalice.
Bro, have you ever taken a shit at someone's place and then you're like, God, I hope they have the plunger, then they do. And then you're like 3 flushes in. And you're like, this is not good.
Dude, I get stressed, dude.
Yeah. It's always like girls' places. I don't think I've ever
clogged a toilet at a girl's house before.
No, I'm saying like where I was going with that. I don't fart at girls' places.
No one does.
Yeah, but then if you're there for a couple days. And then you finally walk out that door. It's just, it's like you're stepping on ducks, dude. It's like, God, thank fucking God, man.
Did you say stepping on ducks?
Yeah, it's just like, whack, whack, yeah, whack. Dude. Oh my God, man. It's a fucking cluster.
Yeah, I mean, I think everyone's experienced that.
I think farts should be normalized.
They are normalized. I think they're just obviously not the most like... endearing thing that you can hear, so it's not something, and you're gonna do everything you can to not lose points for yourself, because then it comes into manners and is this guy just a gross
one slipped out,
is he a gross guy, or you know,
you ever had one just like actually slip out and you're like, fuck, I did not mean to do that. Like, no.
I mean, yeah, I think everyone's having slip.
But then you have to like, I don't even know what route you go.
Oh,
to.
Around a girl? No, never.
I have had one around a girl.
Like a loud one that went, that, yeah. That you for sure heard.
Oh, yeah.
No, I've been actually, I've been pretty stellar when it comes to that. My whole life.
You know what's funny? Alex has actually noticed that she's never heard you fart. She's
I don't know why it's a fucking conspiracy or something.
Because you guys have been dating for a while. Like, you live together.
I'm like Kim Jong-un, dude. I don't have a butthole. He does not have a butthole.
Dude, I gotta say, you guys have been dating that long?
I don't know.
And you won't fart in front of her? You don't give her the old Dutch oven, you know, like, oh, put the covers over and just blast her one.
No, I just don't. I don't think that like I've had to so bad. I'm like, okay. The difference is when you fart, you purposely push them so people hear them.
No, I don't.
100%.
No, I don't.
You purposely push them out so that
if
everyone,
I'm just with you, then no, yeah, sure.
You do it. You want it to be heard. That's why you do
around
it.
You. Sure, it's fucking you. I'm not trying to fucking. It's you.
And first of all, I never even really. She said it before, but I've never. I don't even think about that. My brain doesn't work that way. Like, I'm like, oh.
My brain doesn't even think about farts.
I just don't even know where.
Are you not a gassy guy?
I don't think so, no.
I did have someone tell me that a lot of people fart in their sleep, and that is scary because that is just, sleep is an uncontrollable.
You probably end up shitting yourself.
I've never shit myself while sleeping, thank you very much.
Well, you fart a lot, I don't know.
Anyways, what I'm saying is sleep is a very vulnerable time because people say things. Some people sleep talk, sleep walk. You might fucking light, you might torch one off. Fucking. And the thing is that it's out of your control. And that is the scariest thing.
Well, you know what they said about dreams? Like if there's a toilet in your dream, don't use it.
I don't have control over my dreams. If I see a toilet and I got to pee in my dream, I'm just going to pee.
No, that apparently that's a huge marker of you're going to pee your pants.
I've never peed my pants. Well,
I have.
Someone we have.
I used to pee my pants all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Like till how old?
I don't know, like 7 or 8.
Oh, I think like recently. Like
maybe I was a little older than that. Yeah, but I was a little kid. But anyways, I'm saying I used to pee my pants all the time.
Really? Yeah, I never did that. What was your first wet dream experience like?
I don't think I've ever had a full blown.
When I was a kid, I did.
I probably did. I don't remember.
Oh, I just remember like not knowing what happened.
You're just like, oh, nuts.
No, I just ran to my parents. I was like, what's going on? Fuck, that shit's weird, dude. When those hormones start kicking in.
Mommy, I'm soupy. That's gross. I have to edit that one out.
I'm not editing shit out. Fuck that. Mommy, I'm soupy. I just have to take the L on that one, man. I don't know. That's...
It sounds so weird, especially because it's a little kid, too.
Well, we're talking about ourselves. That's fine.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I mean, you know. Ugh. Dude, there's going to be some fucking creep, some pervert, you know, sitting on a beanbag with a bag of Cheetos, wondering why his dick is orange, fucking replaying what you just said.
I don't think so.
Nah, maybe.
I don't think so.
I mean, we got a foot thing going.
Maybe we should gamble this off it.
It's an opportunity. Anyways, look. Wait, are you saying you don't remember ever having a wet dream as like a kid?
Like, I don't remember like what it was. I have no idea. Like, I just woke up and I was just wet. I was like, oh.
Time to go to school.
Must have been a fun night. Wish I was there for it.
God.
Like, you know, you have a dream and you don't even barely remember it.
Yeah, you had a dream that's just like whack. You're just like, whoa,
dude. I've had dreams that like I think were borderline traumatizing a couple times. Where I remember to this day what it was. It's fucking scary.
Do you have the same thing where like in a dream you, but not you, but the character you're playing in like this video game of a dream? God, I sound fucking crazy.
Yeah.
When you, it's like so many bad decisions. And you're just like, oh, fuck, all this is happening. And
then yeah.
Finally, you're just like, I would not do this.
I literally like kill people in my dream, dude.
You don't love to kill people, but you've always wondered what killing someone's like.
I never wondered. I watched it and said, I heard it sounds like it feels good. It's the primitive side to mankind. I've never said, oh, I've always wanted to try it. Like it's a food, exotic food I've never tried. No, I don't want to try. I'm just saying, I was saying that apparently it's like that fucking primitive part of us.
Dude, do you remember that?
That you obviously don't have because you're like the deep meditation of like Buddhists or something. So you just,
when have I ever portrayed
that? You're just elevated above that type of behavior.
When have I ever portrayed that? Oh, I've wanted to kill people. Do I know? Would I actually do it? No. It's like when you're driving on a highway and you're having just like, it's not even a shitty day. It's just a mediocre day.
You just wonder what it would like to bounce his lady off your windshield?
No.
Oh.
That's the difference. No, I'm saying you're
just driving. I mean, we've talked about this. When there's people walking, you're like, what if I just...
Yeah, but that's not what I'm talking about.
Oh, I thought that's what you're talking about.
I'm talking about going over the bridge. Not hitting someone. It's like, you just hit like,
I thought you meant, have you ever been driving? You ever seen someone walking? Like, what if I just...
No, when I say, what if I just... that's like, you know, it's like you had like a minor inconvenience that day. You're like, I could do it. Like,
you could. Yeah. You could.
You know what I think is fucked about the human body? If you want to go, you should be able to just fucking go. Why does it got to be...
What do you mean? You want to kill yourself?
Yeah, why can't it just be like an off switch? I think it's a human...
Is it in Sweden?
It's Switzerland.
Switzerland.
Thank you. And then that should be allowed. Some people have so much shit.
Legally, you can fucking...
And in the United States, yeah, thank you, United States. It's a felony to kill yourself or whatever the fuck. You're the one who told me that. It's a crime.
How does it enforce? It's not enforced.
Yeah, you're the one.
You're dead.
Exactly, but it's supposed to like sway people from doing it.
Did I tell you that?
I feel like on the podcast.
I've never told you that.
Oh, okay. Maybe it wasn't you. Sorry.
No. It can't be a crime. You don't have anyone
to... That's the ridiculousness of it.
It's not a crime. It's not a crime. It's not a crime. It cannot be an official little crime. It can't.
It was supposed to sway people from doing it. And I think it was a part
of... Do you hear about that guy? Because like you've heard of that. Like people who get tattoos that say do not resuscitate. Mm-hmm. You ever heard of people doing that? Yeah. And this one guy had like a tattoo but ethically the doctor's like, hey, I can't just let this guy fucking die.
It's not like notarized.
Yeah, I know, but so obviously ethically,
a tattoo is an illegal.
Ethically,
document.
The doctor's in a bind, and so he can't. Well, it wasn't supposed to be a pun, but and so the guy apparently like woke, but here's the thing: he like overdosed. They revive him with Narcan and shit, blah blah blah, and then he goes out, passes out again, and then when he's released, he gets hit by a car that like next day. Just Jesus. Mangled and fucked up, and then they resuscitate him again.
Oh my god!
I'm like, dude, that guy's. I don't even think he wanted to live the first time.
Yeah,
and then exactly. Imagine waking up the second time. And you're like, well, now my whole body doesn't fucking work.
Yeah,
now definitely fucking.
Yeah, dude. No, what's fucked up about that is we've actually watched it at the yard before when people, you know, when they OD. What's fucked is like, you know,
you watch them overdose.
I mean, the ambulance. We've had people like. You know, across the fence.
Yeah, I know. I've seen him. Well, me and Dupe watch him all the time.
Yeah, we watched some guy get blown by two chicks. That was crazy.
Good day for him.
Yeah, he's getting his fucking notches.
Well,
up
no teeth, you know, works.
Gum job. What's fucked is like these people OD on like heroin or something, right? And they give him Narcan, which is literally just an antagonist for fucking opium. So then, what it does, it puts him in instant withdrawal, right? So then, you know, half the time they go out and shoot up again because they're in instant withdrawal from Narcan. That's what happens.
Really?
Yeah. Instant fucking withdrawal. They're in so much fucking pain. They shoot up again, but they still had all the original heroin in their system. They just can't fucking feel it.
Oh.
Because the Narcan's there. So then they have double the shit and then it happens again.
I didn't know that.
Dude, it's a fucking cold world out there.
I didn't know that at all.
Grab your sweaters.
Dude, you know how people have missing teeth and shit? Like they'll have like, let's just say... They have teeth, but it's more gums than teeth. Or like, how would a person's just gums?
You're talking about meth mouth when it's like,
it doesn't have to be meth mouth. You could just maybe have shit. I know what you're talking about. You just have shitty, like a gum disease or something like that. I don't know. Anyways, there's old people with like, you know, four or five top teeth or whatever the fuck. I don't know.
I feel like it's either like a lot
or people points. Or people. There are conditions that people have where they're young and they had to get like, fake teeth to cover up because they only had a few. So in that scenario, like if you can't, how do you like eat stuff when you only have a few teeth? Like what? And also, what does it feel like?
Oh, when it like slides up between the teeth.
Without teeth, Are your gums like, is there give there? Or is it kind of like a cartilage?
Imagine like eating like a baby shrimp and it goes in between the two teeth. Like, I feel like the pressure of the gum down to a bottom tooth would help. So maybe you just use the
like a pry bar.
You use the gums as like a cutting board.
Right.
Yes. And you slap it against it. Maybe it's a lot more like speed. It's friction. But
okay. Are your gums without the teeth there, are they soft and you can like press them down? They're, or are they kind of like some cartilage underneath? A little solid, but.
I mean, I think I don't know.
I don't know either.
I saw this tweet. I think I might have mentioned it. I think it'd be cool if like teeth were flaccid and then they got hard when you were hungry.
But like, what if you're like imagine making that, out like, with somebody and then your teeth are slapping them in the lips?
But we would be used to it. It's like, man, I can't wait to suck
what
on our.
What the fuck are you talking like
to
about?
Suck on our gummy teeth. Dude, I got a wicked tooth job. That'd be fun.
That's insane.
There's people into everything. I don't fucking know.
Dude, I was like, I was going to look at the gum thing, but that was too bit long of a definition. Like what?
A gummy tooth?
No, without the teeth, just your gums, the red stuff. What is it? Is it soft?
I think they mostly eat soup.
Dude, what does it feel like?
I don't know.
That's what I'm asking you. I don't know what the fuck
you
they
can't
eat.
Ask
it doesn't
someone
matter
what it feels like to have like a
I
fucking...
I asked you what you were... What would you think it would feel like?
I
And you gave nothing. Speaking of no teeth, why the fuck... this is a good question, by the way.
Okay.
Why do fucking baby clothes have pockets? Oh, gotta put my phone in there. What, this fucking 9-month-old baby's got a wallet? He's got an ID and a debit and a credit card?
What is he carrying? His favorite pebble, like an otter?
No, I'm serious. Why do they put pockets?
Maybe for like a binky? His mom's carrying the binky.
What, the fucking baby's...
We can't even get girls' imagine, clothes dude, to have pockets.
Imagine there's like a fucking 10-month-old baby and you give him his binky or his little pacifier and he's like... He stuffs in his pocket.
He's got it on a chain.
Why do baby clothes have fucking pockets?
Oshkosh bagosh, fucking
dude,
overalls.
It's crazy.
Maybe it's for someone to put their hands in if they're cold. just fucking sneezing.
Just fucking sneezing.
Dude, girls' clothes haven't had fucking pockets for fucking 50 years, but the baby's got them first? That's ridiculous.
Well, girls' clothes have had pockets, but well, there's a reason for that.
Well, I heard it's the big purse industry. I mean, if you give them pockets, they're not going to carry purses. Do we carry purses? No, we have pockets.
And then also, that's another thing. A lot of women carry purses. Why the fuck would they need? And once upon a time,
why do they carry
when
purses?
Pants and stuff were made, all of the men's pockets always had big pockets because a lot of the dudes were working. They were carrying
we're
tools.
Not now, though. I don't have
but
a,
it,
I don't
it,
have
it
a
keeps
Snap-on
the same
ratchet
thing. But
in
also,
my right
also, same to now. Do men not carry most things in pockets now more than women? Yes, that's why.
Because women don't have pockets. Half their shit doesn't have fucking pockets.
You're not getting it and you're not going to get it. And that's why you're so fucking stubborn.
I'm not stubborn. I'm saying half their shit doesn't have pockets.
I know.
That's why they carry purses.
I know.
So imagine if the clothing industry gave them pockets, they wouldn't need purses. And then
no, they
out.
Still wouldn't need, they still would carry
for what?
Purses. Because they carry more, in the purses than
because
you can carry in pockets.
If we carried purses,
yeah,
I'd have
all the shit
in
it's
there.
A convenience. That's why they still wouldn't get rid of the purses. If all of a sudden, girls' jeans had man-sized pockets, like big-ass pockets.
Just cargo
shorts. You could put a quart
of
milk in there.
Tons of cargo.
They still would carry purses. I would. What the fuck you mean?
You would what?
If I was a girl, I would still carry purses. It doesn't fucking matter. Way more convenient.
Here's the thing. It's like if you have like an SUV, right? You're more willing to just be like, I'll throw a table in the back in case I need it. But
yeah.
If you have a tiny car, you're not. I'm saying they carry all that random shit because they have a bag.
A lot of them carry because they fucking have to have it for whatever fucking reason. But
like what? Like hand sanitizer? Like
I really have to describe it to you?
I'm saying if they had pockets, they wouldn't have purses. We
I'm
don't
saying
have purses.
They still fucking would.
We don't have purses. We are human beings too, and we don't have purses.
Because it's not a thing we've ever done.
Exactly.
But they've already done it, so why the fuck would they not?
Because if they have pockets, then they don't need to.
I agree with you, but they're still going to.
I'm saying a revolution can be made.
It's like a cancer. You start in the liver, start in the lungs. Next thing you know, you're fucked.
Yeah. Get rid of the purses.
Let's boycott.
Let's boycott purses. You and I. All the purses we bought.
And then bring back fanny packs for us. I've not bought.
They're kind of back.
How many purses have I bought? I haven't bought any.
That was the joke. I've never bought a purse. No. The fanny pack is like the male purse, kind of.
Yeah, I mean, I think, but that's unisex.
It's over. And yeah,
it is.
I mean, I guess.
Yeah. You guess a fanny pack can be worn by anybody.
Good though.
But here's a question.
I think any woman can rock
fanny,
it,
but a fanny pack. So fanny is your ass.
Yeah.
Because I mean, originally it was supposed to be
I believe the fanny pack was originally a hand warmer, and then they sealed up the sides and put a zipper. And they still just called it the fanny pack.
Oh. I thought it was like supposed to be in your fanny. Well, I remember when I was little, my mom was like, oh, it's my fanny pack. I'm like, well, it's not on your fanny.
Yeah, have you ever seen that tube on Tom Brady's ass when he's like warming up his hands?
Yeah.
I think that's what they started
that
court,
like a lot of football players wore that. It's in the front though.
Or they'll put them in the back so that they're actually, you know, paying homage to the original fannies.
Or so they could be like, oh, I guess I'm practice getting rested.
Probably not Tom.
No.
Probably got a ton of Botox. You see that?
Yeah. Do you see Simon Cowell, bro?
Is he bad?
Dude, it's bad. Everyone knows what Simon, like, Simon Cowell is always, like, looks the same. He has looked the same from, dude, look at him now. He looks like a fucking weird science experiment, dude. He's all types of fucked up now.
He looks like Lando Calrissian's co-pilot in Return of the Jedi.
Dude, he looks all types of twisted.
Yeah,
it's crazy. He looks like a fucking Bratz doll, dude.
Dude, what was the song for Bratz? Was it Bratz?
I don't know. Hardest...
male in this room.
No, hardest advertisement song.
Okay, I'm the first thing that came to mind, but I'm not going to go with it because
we say Burger King.
Burger King. It's
Beaver King.
It's the
Beaver King. Beaver King.
It's the Beaver.
I thought you said Beaver King.
I meant to say Burger the Beaver King.
Oh,
that is a title earned. Not good. Yeah, the Beaver King.
Anyways, okay. That is a hard fucking app. I got
the Beaver King.
No, the fucking song.
You know, somewhere out there, there's a self-proclaimed Beaver King.
Dude, I bet you I could find someone with the Instagram handle Beaver King. How much you want to bet?
I bet he's got a pair of
What do you think he looks like? Yeah, I bet he's got a bunch of matching sets he always wears to bed.
I don't wear matching sets to bed.
Not anymore, because you got roasted out of doing it.
No, it's because I'm not in the matching set phase.
I'm not I'm not in the industry anymore.
In the matching set industry? I like a matching set.
There is a lot of Beaver Kings.
Ah, the Beaver King.
This one is
the mythical Beaver King.
Beaver King. This guy's name is Beaver King Max, but his real name is Max Beaver, though.
He gets a pass.
So he gets a pass because his name's Max Beaver.
That would be cool though, because then someone would be like, "Oh, this guy's douchey," but then he's like, "Oh." Like,
in his bio, just a nice guy looking for nice people, winky face. And his profile picture is anime, so he's definitely.
Oh yeah, he's definitely
a
Beaver King.
He's definitely a Max Beaver.
He's a Beaver peasant.
This guy's Beaver King Dan K memes. All these people have under 20 followers so far.
Their name's Beaver King. I'm not following back Beaver King if they.
This guy's the Snow Beaver King.
What's a beaver with dandruff?
He lives in Bothell, Washington.
Let's get him on,
bro. He doesn't even live far from us,
dude. Should we tag him in a clip? The Beaver King. Tell us how you got to that.
The Snow Beaver King. But like a lot of there's pictures of him like snowboarding and shit. Snow Beaver King.
Maybe are there snow beavers?
I don't know. No, they're in. What?
They're snow beavers.
I don't know. Like, do
beaver? like beavers that live in the snow?
No, there's not. If they need to make dams,
why would he be the Snow Beaver King?
I don't know, because maybe he wanted to be Beaver King, but he likes the snow, so he just attached it. But he's the Snow Beaver.
So it's like, I like rice, so I'm the Rice Beaver King.
Dude, he lives in Bothell.
That's crazy. Let's get him down here. Hey, Snow Beaver King.
His name's Tom Hudson.
Oh, what, Tom? Is his real name Thomas? We got to figure that out before.
Well, it's spelled T-H-O-M, so I'm imagining it's.
Oh, no. If you're going to abbreviate Thomas, you go T-O-M. Don't put the th. Then it's Thom. You're a fucking Thom.
This guy's name is the King Beaver. His name is Tyler Beaver.
The King Beaver? See, that's different. Beaver King is like different than the King Beaver. Maybe he just likes OSU.
There's so many Beaver usernames. I'm going to go through all these probably. I'm going
to
spend.
I think I told you one time I used the word beaver to explain.
I know. I love that's
pussy.
I got it from.
It doesn't go well. It doesn't.
Doesn't. I don't know why, but I got it from my dad. My dad loves that word.
It doesn't. It's not a good one.
Who is that in the picture on your Instagram story?
It's Wyatt. That's like 5 years, 7 years ago.
No way. I was about to ask him, like, is that Wyatt? Yeah. What?
Yeah.
It is?
I look naked, but I had shorts on.
You do look naked.
That's why I had to caption that. I was like, I got shorts
on. Oh, man, that's funny.
Well, you want to end it?
Yeah, I think we're good there.
Oh, fuck. Well, hey.
Patreon. At least do the Patreon. We didn't do the sponsors. Oops.
Patreon.com/HDLT for exclusive content and an episode early, because here it is. Also, check out the other podcasts, the other shit we got going on. Weirdly Artistic, She Means Well. Yeah.
Why do you sound so depressed? You sound like you just watched your dog get fucking run over.
I'm a dog. I would say you're my dog.
Well, I'm your D-A-W-G, not your D-O-G.
No, you're my dog, you know? My fucking boy.
Mm. And you're my Cosmic Humphrey. Thank you guys for listening. James, where can they find you?
At Cosmic Humphrey on Xbox Live. Z, where can they find you?
At Millie Season.
J Spence 7.
Okay, well, I guess we're not doing Instagrams. You can find both our Instagrams at
what
the Around Launch Table.
Follow us?
I've got a few. Around Launch Table Instagram page. Both our Instagrams are there. Anyways, that's all we got for this week. We'll see you next week. And see you.
Rowdy up in here.